What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. Let's get on the elevator, the emotional elevator of life, and find out what floor is fear, love, and growth. Can it be all on the same floor? I think so. First, let me say, it sounds like we're about to have a good thunderstorm. So if I jump at all, it's because the thunder is close. But anyway, today I want to ask, what if the very thing you're afraid of is the doorway to the life you've been asking for? This is a big question. And when you want to work with a coach, or even when you're going to a psychiatrist, this is a big thing because you're afraid, but you want to grow. And you want to be in love with yourself. So that's what tonight's show is going to be all about, when fear, love, and growth all show up together. In this episode, I will dive into the season of expansion, the moment where fear, love, and growth show up. Everything begins to stretch. This is where excitement meets uncertainty. This is where you're both pulled forward and attempted to retreat. Expansion doesn't feel safe. It feels alive. I remind us that fear doesn't mean stop. It can mean step forward with curiosity. This is the season where you begin to choose yourself, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when it doesn't make sense to anyone else. Where is fear showing up in your life that might actually be guiding you towards love? Where has love and fear shown up together that has strengthened you? Sorry, I'm stumbling on words now. And this show is very important. And this is a big topic with clients, is I always ask, where in life did fear and love show up and you were growing? And this could be a mic drop show where I could just ask that question and you contemplate on it. Because think about all the times in your life where you're excited. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm just in love for this new start. But then all of a sudden, this little thing called fear creeps up. I'm unsure now. This is a lot of places in life where this happens. I know, depending on how old you are, you probably do remember at some point in school where you were going to a different school and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going from elementary school to middle school or intermediate school or whatever you call it, where you are. And you're all excited because you're in this growth, but then it starts coming to the first day and then the knots come and you're like, oh my God, what if nobody likes me? What if I'm going to hate that school? That's what life is about. And that's what transition is in life. It's the same thing as with a new job. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to this new job. And then all of a sudden it's like, what if I don't like it? Relationships. There's a whole gamut of things in life where you have evidence where there has been love and fear in your growth. And that's why I felt starting it this way and kind of giving you the evidence. But when I'm working with clients and they're like, I'm not sure if I want to dig into this. I'm not sure if if I have the strength. Okay, well, tell me a time where you've wanted to grow in your life and you've been excited or you've been passionate about it, which is love, but you've also feared it. And then I ask for external evidence and, kind of a job, a relationship, a school. And then I dive into it. How did you feel? Well, I mean, by the second day of school or the second week of work or whatever, or even in a relationship. But it became second nature, or it became the best thing ever. And that's when we're working on ourselves and within ourselves, that having these even external evidence can help you internally when you are going through growth and you're starting to transform who you are. Maybe it's even getting that new haircut. You never cut your hair for years, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at this style. You're on Pinterest or Instagram or wherever you are, and you're like, I'm going to get this style. You walk in and your hairdresser goes, oh, I think it'll be really good on you, but I'm concerned about this. And then all of a sudden, this hairstyle you loved, you're like now fearing, oh my gosh, yeah, what if it does look like that on me? But you were so much in love with it, and now you're almost backing up. But it's even in our own lives when we can take that step and go, you know what? I understand this is going to be uncomfortable. And there might be many uncomfortable and fearful times, but I'm going to love that transition. And this is a lot of places in our life when we're stepping out on our own and doing things for ourselves, especially in the midlife of life. A lot of things change for us. What is my purpose going to be when my kids have all moved out, when I'm a caregiver for an elder, and now they're gone? Who am I? And you're grieving, but at the same time, you're like, oh, I have this newfound freedom. I can do what I want. But then you're like, oh my gosh, but nobody needs me. That's fear. But in that moment, it's when you go, you know what? But I need me. I need me. When you go through these phases. And that's why this is an important topic in life, is because in order to grow, you're going to go through the phase of love and fear. And that's why when I talk about the emotional elevator, sometimes they are both on the same exact floor, because you're fearful of the door opening, but then you see the beauty on the other side. And you're like, wow. And think about the metaphor of an elevator. This is a big topic. If you've ever gone into a place that you've got to go to the 100th floor, and like me, you have some form of resistance with that, but then you get up there and you look out and you might have a fear of heights and it's like, oh, I'm not sure. But then you look out and you see everything. There's a couple of places within the world that that's the way it is, but sometimes you got to face that fear. And I can tell you that is growth and expansion for you. And it can definitely move you into a different area. It's almost like facing a fear and walking through it with love and compassion for yourself. But there is also a part of that where maybe you're facing a fear, an external fear, and you decide, you know what? I'm not ready. That's choosing to love yourself in that moment and saying, you know what? I honor myself and I love it. So I'm not necessarily going to go through that. And that is okay too. I keep getting someone telling me about skydiving. And yes, AI tells me that is something to challenge myself because I put in it. This is a time where AI has come into handy, and I'm still a little bit apprehensive, but you never know, because that is a fear. But I also know from being in airplanes and traveling a lot what the world like looks like underneath. And I almost have this desire, in a sense, to maybe one day experience that, because of the fact of would be so neat not to be encapsulated, good word, encapsulated in something instead of just being out there. But that's what I'm saying. And I don't want to say in order to grow in life, but when you're growing in life and you're transitioning and going through phases, Sometimes there is going to need to be a lot of love, and you're also going to have to go through a lot of fear, because the unknown is the biggest thing and the uncertainty of it. But it's when you realize that this is all what going and maturing in life is all about. Because that is a big part of life, is that we are all supposed to expand and grow and continue to evolve in our maturity in life. And I don't want to say as we age, but think about everything externally that you've done in your life that might have had both fear and love, but it expanded you in so many ways. Like one of the prime examples is that job that you went for and you got, and then you're like, oh my gosh, you start getting that imposter syndrome. And then you get in there and you prove yourself, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best decision I ever made. But you had to go through a sense of uneasiness. And that's where a lot of people experience that imposter syndrome, which was probably an episode from like 2 years ago, now that I say that. But it's diving into that. And then you grow and realize, you know what? There's no imposter in here. It's me evolving and loving who I am and experiencing life. But this is a big question to ask yourself. Where in my life am I maybe a little fearful to grow? And maybe if I realize that I can love that as I'm going through that and take that on. Because we are definitely in right now, in all of our, I'm not sure if there's any one area of the world right now that is being challenged and isn't being stretched. And there's a lot of fear right now going on. But what if you turn that around and went, you know what? I know right now I'm a little bit scared of what's going on in the world, but at the same time, I can't control everything outside of me. What I can do is just love myself and maybe be a little bit more kinder to myself and maybe take some more time to myself so that I can grow and expand. And if somebody else needs a little bit of guidance, I can help them. Because that is one of the big things that I do with my clients. Is it is. It's kind of pushing them to get to that door. What's on the other side? I don't know. That's what scares me. What do you want to be on the other side? What is it that you want on the other side? What got you to where you want to work with me and got you to that door? And now let's adventure. What is holding you back from opening up that door? So that is a little bit of working with me, because I am Sandy Bird. I probably didn't introduce myself. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I am a coach. I'm a transformational and empowerment coach. Where are three of my programs on my website, which my name is spelled SandeeByrd, if you're just tuned in to me, is talking about forgiving and thriving through it. And talking about empowering yourself and being the authentic person that you are. And when you get on a connection call with me, we don't necessarily just put you into what you feel. We make sure that the program you're in is the best one for you, where you're at. And yeah, working on yourself is definitely, you gotta have a lot of love for yourself. You'll definitely grow and bloom, but there's a lot of fear in that because some people don't want to dive into what it is that they really want to love and work on within themselves. But anyway, that is who I am. If you are enjoying my show, because we're about to go to a break, please give me a 5-star review because I know this word needs to get out to other people and this helps me to get my word out. But while we are at break, think about something that you would like to work on or grow within yourself, that you're faced with a little bit of fear, and how can we get you to possibly open the door and embrace it and love it? So while we're on break, that's a question for you. So let's go to break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Like I said before the break, if you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review. It helps to get the word out. And tonight I've been talking all about fear and love. And where in your life are you ready to grow, but maybe fear is showing up? And how can we love? How can we turn that into love? And it's so funny, while we were on break, I did get a text message from somebody who, before the show, has been asked to lead something that they're very passionate about, but they're unsure of because they don't have experience in that. And it's right there. This is something I want. I really, you know, this is it. And now I'm getting the whole thing of, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. And that's what I'm saying. But that growth phase is, are you going to give in to the fear? Are you going to give in to the love that this could be the trajectory of your life? And there's so many things in our lives that we do decide that the fear overcomes and we stunt our growth. We don't decide to change that and embrace it with that love. So the first part of the show, I said a little bit things about, what if the very thing you're afraid of is the exact doorway to get you to the life you've been asking for? What is that? And how can we get you there? Where in life has fear and love shown up and stopped you? When something we've been asking for shows up, we're excited, and then fear creeps in with the what ifs. That was another one of my show, the what ifs. And that's why this is so powerful. But like I say, when I do work with my clients, I do a lot of external. Whereas there have been external times where you've done something to grow, usually it's around education or relationship. And where can we transform that into our internal? So we will continue to grow within ourselves. But instead of facing it with the, I'm not sure, face it with, this could be an experience of a lifetime, and it could expand who I am, and it could teach me how to set healthy boundaries. It could help me not to people please. It could teach me that I don't have to do all these validating things because I now am tapping into a whole new approach, and I don't need to be validated. So that is a big thing with this when it comes to showing up. But like I say, being on this elevator of emotions, sometimes that love and fear are together, and they're meant to be together to show us how we can grow through it. You've got to sometimes love the fear so you can expand your knowledge and your wisdom within yourself. And that is why this is such a big topic when you are working. And I don't just mean with a coach. When you're also working, maybe in you want to go deep into some of the things you're ready to release within yourself. And you've got through fears because you don't want to go back to that. But you've got to also love that this is a journey you're going on that you're going to grow through. No one's going to make you want to stay stagnant in that. And I can tell you, as a coach and being within the therapy world, nobody wants you to stay in that fear. That's not. And if you're working with someone that's where they're keeping you at, come to me. Get on a connection call with me because that's not what it's about. It's about going through that to figure out what's on the other side. Where is your door in your life? And what is keeping you from opening that door and stepping in? Because we're all supposed to experience fear, so we know desire. It's such a balancing act in life. It's recently, thinking about weather. I've been around rain for almost a week, and every single time, oh, I'll go do that because it's raining outside. Why? I can do it too, just because it's raining. The only way I'm going to see the sunshine and appreciate the sunshine is if I go out in the rain and experience the rain. It's the same thing in life as you mature in life. With life comes death. Love, there's got to be fear there too. So you know, with love, there's also discomfort and hate. With fear, there's also pleasure. So think about that in your life, and that sometimes all of that needs to come together so you can see the difference between the two. And if you're just sitting in the fear, you're not, and I don't want to say you're not, but you're not growing into a different version of yourself. You might grow into another form of yourself that just piles on more fear. And that is exactly what we don't want to do in life. We are supposed to expand and grow. Things happen in our life for us to go through so that we can experience life at the fullest. And let me go ahead and let you know about my next show before I continue on with this. Next week, you don't fail when you try, because I kind of built these to kind of keep going through this. And next week's show is just another build on from this week's show. Because I want to keep people thinking like you can really change the trajectory of your life as you work on yourself and decide to embrace yourself. And like I said already, unless you're just tuning into me, which you got to go back to the beginning, but if you ever want to get on a connection call, the connection calls are always free. And I have programs that are designed for where you're at, where you're willing to start. And I am Sandy Bird. That is Sandy with two E's, S-A-N-D-E, and Bird is spelled B-Y-R-D. And it's .com is my website. And on any social media, I'm Sandy Bird. And one of the biggest things that I sometimes always laugh about is I always had a fear of heights. And my last name is a bird. What does a bird do? It flies. And I think that's one of the reasons why whenever I go on AI or something, what is one challenge that would help me face my fears? Something, and I've already mentioned this tonight, and I've mentioned in the past, skydiving. Well, I always laugh because right away I'm like, I'm a bird. That should not bother me. But it does. And that is just something within myself that I love my last name. But at the same time, there's a part of fear in that name. A bird flies. Not sure if I'm willing to. But that's what I'm saying. But I grow. I can expand on that. I can learn from that. And I can figure out why. And I figured out some parts of that. But that's it's part of my story. But I would love to hear what your story is. Where are you resistant to grow within yourself because you're not willing to face the fear? But maybe there's a part of love within that, oh, I'd love to be more confident. I'd love to feel more value. I'd love to feel more worthiness. But I'm just not sure if I want to dive into that. Not sure if I want to figure out what's behind why I feel the way I do. But when you start working with me, I ask you for external things first. External validation sometimes can help us internally validate things that we're not willing to go through. So that's why this topic tonight was such an important topic, because almost every part of our life at some point, in order for us to grow, we've got to face both fear and love simultaneously. And that's why this show was important to talk about. And next week is going to be another segue to this, is that you don't fail if you try. And that's all I ever ask with my clients is just try. And there's always little things that they do every week that they're trying. And sometimes they're faced with that fear and they've got to just say, you know what? I at least acknowledge it, because the biggest thing in changing and growing is acknowledging that fear or acknowledging where you need a little bit more love and support. But again, I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational empowerment coach. I am also a corporate wellness facilitator where I lead with Lego Series Play and Laughter Yoga and my 3 P's. But again, join me next week to talk more about how you didn't fail. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.